just as every lion has a special roar, each of us has a unique sound. It's how the world knows who you are and what matters to you. It's a thing of beauty. It's the distinct way you express the person you were created to be. It's an expression of life, hope, and God-given purpose. It attracts, it doesn't repel, it's your way of living the life you were created for, making a difference in the lives of those around you. When others hear your roar, they instinctively respond. Maybe you haven't given much thought to your unique sound. Even so, it's inside of you. It whispers, it might sing, it might rush up and flow out of you like a praise song. Like a lion in a pride, a woman's strength is multiplied in good company. Surrounded by true, godly friends, she's stronger, safer from threats and from danger, and ready to take on the world. A roar is a sound other women will respond to. We respond when we feel the strength God put within you, when He meets you in your mother's womb and nurtured you throughout your life. At certain times in your life, your roar might have gone completely quiet. It might have been snuffed out or put on hold. Maybe you've longed to voice it, but something or someone denied you that permission, the opportunity. Maybe that something is a regret or a mistake. Maybe it's a real or perceived weakness. It could be a pain, a trauma so deep that forgiving the person who caused it seems impossible. So you turn your roar inward and keep it all inside. Maybe you've even come to believe you don't have a voice. Maybe you struggle with feeling irrelevant, like what you do doesn't matter, that you aren't seen or valued. Rest assured that God does see you, and you do definitely matter. Sister, you have a voice. Brother, you have a voice, and it's one we need to hear. It's a voice given to you to share. In fact, there has never been such a need for your voice as this moment. Wow.